Okay, next, please.
1228, request of David Red Thunder to address council regarding hunting on Hayden Island.
Good morning.
Good morning, council. Amanda, the community of Hayden Island and myself, we send our condolences to your family. I am David Douglas Red Thunder, an American Indian, a member of the Siston-Wapton Sioux Tribe. I am named after the great Scottish botanist, David Douglas, who is honored by the conifer species, Douglas fir, that bears his name. After years of expert testimony before several city-sponsored commissions, the facts are well established that West Hayden Island will not succeed economically as a marine industrial development, and the port agrees. It said it was just too expensive to build there, and it withdrew its annexation and rezoning proposal early this year. The expert testimonies and commission studies also established that West Hayden Island is a high-valued urban natural wildlife habitat for Portland, truly one of the great assets of this city, along with 81 bird species, 9 different mammals, 4 kinds of amphibians, and important forest areas. It is also critically important to Columbia River shallows for the juvenile salmon and other migrating fish. For me as an American Indian, I practice animism as my spiritual tradition. We believe that non-human entities, animals, birds, plants, rocks, trees, sands, waters, as well as humans, all possess spiritual essence. I embrace these and the Judeo-Christian tenets of faith as well. For me, West Hayden Island is my sanctuary, my place of worship, a place where the spirits teach me more righteous ways. My tribal brothers and sisters of the Yakima and Grand Round Federations share these traditions with me. And for us, the Columbia River conditions surrounding West Hayden Island support us spiritually and communally and physically through our ancient fishing practices, all protected by the United States Treaty. Many argue West Hayden Island must be developed for more jobs and greater world trade, while others argue development will degrade livabilities for all islanders and the environment. For me in mind, it's a spiritual place, one of very few left for us to practice our faith in communion with the full range of our spiritual teachers. Over the next several months, consider carefully how the draft comprehensive plan categorically excludes all your carefully researched and written requirements. Come next summer when you are making your decisions about the plan and its value to Portland, have the courage of your wisdom and completely remove all of West Hayden Island from the DCP industrial land supply. Please remember me, David Douglas Red Thunder, and know that West Hayden Island is my sanctuary, and it could and should be sanctuary for all of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Red Thunder?
Yes.
I hope I'm not wrong about this, but did you take hundreds of pictures of eagles that proved to be instrumental in Audubon's treatment and ultimate release
of an
injured eagle last year?
Yes, I did.
Thank you very much for that.
I appreciate you that. It's like I said, I live only half a mile from everything that goes on back there, and there's 4 out of 5 creatures that are sacred to the Sioux exist back there, just missing the grizzly bear. So, yeah, thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.